Well, hello, everybody. This is the Commit and Go podcast, where we encourage you to make big commitments, take big action, and create big-ass results in your life and business. I'm your host, Dr. Troy Dukowitz. So sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy today's Commit and Go message. Hey, everyone. Dr. Troy Dukowitz here, and today's topic is this. Your plan means nothing without action. So here we go. I've set up this scenario for you because in the last 2 days, we have had a tree cutter guy here. I don't know what you want to call him. But we've had a guy here who's been taking down some trees. We've got some dead trees out in the back. We got some trees that are hollow in the back. And we have a tree that is, I believe he said it's about 60 or 70 feet tall. He had to bring his bucket and go up there today. It's about 60 to 70 feet high. And it was dead. I mean, bottom to top, this thing was dead as a doornail. And so today was the day that he was a little nervous about. Yesterday, pretty easy job out in the open. But today he's going to take a, I don't know, it's like 30, 40, 50,000 pound truck with a bucket on top. So a bucket is, it's got those arms, right? And it's got the little bucket here where the guy stands in it and it takes him up and you maneuver it around and go all the way as high as you can possibly go and start cutting stuff down. And so he's nervous about that. I was nervous about that because he's going to be driving through my yard, possibly going to put divots in the yard, big craters in the yard with this big truck. They decided to put down some boards in order to help absorb the shock as they drive over the yard. And going out, or going in, I should say, pretty good. They got it all the way to the backyard, no problem whatsoever. But I got to rewind. I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, what a horrible storyteller today. All right, so we're going to go backwards, though, to the conversation. Because before they ever drove to the back, we were sitting having a conversation. As we were having this conversation, I'm like, dude, what's going on here? You were very confident yesterday. I don't understand what's going on today. He goes, yeah, but it's real today. I said, all right, I can understand that. And he's like, man, there's so many things that could go wrong here. Okay, so here we go. He's got the plan. We talked about the plan. He felt good about the plan. He was feeling good about the plan. All of a sudden, he's not feeling good about the plan. You feeling what I'm saying here? And so he's got no problem. I don't have a problem. I'm not worried about driving the truck back here. I'm not worried about putting the arms out so it holds the truck in place. I'm not worried about that. I'm not even worried about taking the bucket up there. What I'm worried about is when you get about 60 feet high, you've got branches that are hanging everywhere. And if one of those branches goes the wrong way, it's crashing through one of the windows of my living room or my bedroom or our basement. So that's where he was starting to stress out. He said, you know, this, when you're walking through it, it's no big deal, but today's the day, right? It's like game day. It's time to put your game face on, Dave Major. Game face. And so it's time to put your game face on. Time to get to work. And so he's walking through this with me. I'm like, dude, you got this. I'm not worried about it. We hired you for a reason. We trust you. We know everything's going to be fine. He's like, oh, well, I wish I felt that way. I'm like, well, you should feel that way because I know it's going to be fine. And so he's looking. He's thinking. He's looking. I'm like, let's just roll, man. Let's do this. And so he goes ahead, takes off, gets his truck, drives it down there, and we're talking seamless. They drive through the yard. He yells up to me like, no problems. Your yard is good. They get down there. They get everything set up. He goes up, starts cutting shit left and right, stuff shattering when it hits the ground, but going good. Not hit any of my landscaping, not hitting any of the blocks that we have for landscaping, not hitting any of the blocks that are in the pavement, like nothing. Everything is going as planned, right? And it's going wonderfully. And this happens, though, doesn't it? It happens to you. I know it does. It's happened to me before, where you have a plan and you want to sit and keep thinking about the plan. You've heard before, like analysis by paralysis or paralysis by analysis, one of those two, right? It's that you sit there and you keep thinking about it, and it's like all of a sudden we talk ourselves out of doing something. Or you want to launch a program or something that you've always wanted to do for your patients or your clients, and all of a sudden you just get stuck. And it's stuck because maybe you're in this path of, oh, it's got to be perfect, so I can't launch it until it's perfect, and it never gets done. And people do this all the time. They wait for that moment, or they talk themselves out of things, when in essence, it's like, no, you've got a big idea inside of you. It's time to launch that big idea. It's time to take action. Stop all the planning and start the action part of it. It's the same thing as study time. People sit and they read and they want to get all this information, but the information means nothing without implementation. So if you're a person out there right now who has a plan for something, you're not following through on it, stop waiting for it to be perfect. Just do it. It comes to your health. Like, oh, what if I don't succeed this time? Well, you never know if you don't get started. Stop thinking about it and go start working. The beauty of taking action is that you can course correct the plan along the way. Think about that. The beauty of taking action is you can course correct the plan along the way. But if you sit there and you're like, oh, there's so many variables and I've been thinking about this for 8 months and it's not going to go anywhere. You're going to talk yourself out of it, number one, and you'll never launch that beautiful, beautiful magic that's inside of you right now. Never, because you'd be thinking too much about doing it instead of actually doing it.
You have a plan right now. You have a plan for your business. You have a plan in your relationship. You have a plan with your children. You have a plan. You have plans. Implement the plans. Stop waiting around for the perfect moment. Stop waiting around because you have to tweak a little thing here. You have to tweak something over here. And it's just, oh, yeah, once I get this piece done, then I'm going to go do that. No, do it now. Take the action now. Everything went seamless with this until he backed out of my yard. He ran over my yard. He had wood down on the ground, and he missed the wood, right? They got lackadaisical as they left. They were all happy about it, but they didn't finish the job. That's a podcast for another day. They didn't finish the job. When they drove out, he missed the wood, put two huge craters in the yard. Now he has to come back and fix them. That is money and time out of his pocket. That's a podcast for a different day. The bigger issue here is that when he implemented the plan, he had the plan of action. When he implemented it, it was seamless. I sat there and watched him. This took about a 60-foot tree. It took about an hour to get this done from start to finish. It was a beautiful thing to watch. I had to walk away from it for about 30 minutes of it because I had a call with clients. It was really cool. I had to ask some of my clients to run the call while I was off doing the call. It was what we call open office hours. So we got a group of clients that show up and we have conversations about the week and focus and that sort of thing. It's really cool. You should join us sometimes. But the thing is that a short amount of time to get it done, because what he told me, I said, man, you flew through that. I thought it was gonna take all day. You know what he said? He said, I knew when I got up there, I was just going to roll and get it done. Think about that. So he spent more time on the ground with me trying to walk through it again than he did up in that bucket. Because once he got to work, he implemented the plan, he made a few tweaks along the way, and completed the task. Ladies and gentlemen, right now you have an idea, maybe $1 million idea in your head right now, maybe a $10,000 idea in your mind right now, maybe a relationship idea that would be worth trillions of dollars in your relationship, right? Spiritually, connection-wise, right? You have those ideas in your soul right now. It is time for you to stop the planning and start the action. So take a look at your life today, right now. What is one action that you can take right now that you've got the plan and you just need to take the action? And look at all areas of your life, your health, your spirituality, your relationships, your business. Where is it that you keep saying, oh, I'm gonna wait, I just gotta add this one piece, if I can just figure out this one element? No, take the action now. If it's an element for something you have to do online, contact support. That's why every company has support. So contact support. Contact somebody you know in your circle. Contact your coach to see if they can help you. But whatever it is, take that plan, put it in action today. You can thank me tomorrow. That's all I've got for you here today. I am Dr. Troy Dukes. Hey, make sure that you hit like, love, or share if you're watching this on Facebook. Otherwise, if you're listening to the podcast, hit that little share button and simply share this with somebody who you think could benefit from the fire I deliver here every week, Monday through Friday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the Commitment Club Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what to do next. Number one, make sure you make those commitments and go take that action. Number two, hey, I'd love it if you'd refer this to people that you think can benefit from the messages we deliver here every day. And finally, if you need more information about what it is that I do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis as a success coach, hey, email me, drtroy@commitandgo.com, or check out the website, www.commitandgo.com. We'll hear you next time. Bye-bye.